In this bulletin, a record number of women to be included in Scott Morrison's new cabinet. The Brisbane lockdown disrupts Easter holiday travel plans. And in sport, the Brisbane Lions' Easter Thursday AFL home game against Collingwood shifted to Melbourne. With the latest SBS news, I'm Greg Donald. Christian Porter and Linda Reynolds have been replaced in a cabinet reshuffle after a series of scandals related to the mistreatment of women. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Mr. Porter has been made the industry minister, while Peter Dutton will replace Linda Reynolds in the defence portfolio. Michaela Cash has been promoted to Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister to replace Mr. Porter, who lost his job after launching defamation action against the ABC. Karen Andrews will replace Mr. Dutton, who's also taking Mr. Porter's role as Leader of the House as Home Affairs Minister. Mr. Morrison says the changes will provide the strongest female representation.
But it's not just about the size of the female contingent in my cabinet, but it's the skills and the experience, it's the perspective, and it's the collaboration they bring to our nation's most difficult tasks.
Queensland's lockdown has disrupted Easter weekend travel plans for families and will affect thousands of hospitality and tourism companies. Residents in Greater Brisbane will be under stay-at-home orders for the next 3 days after a COVID-19 outbreak expanded to 7 cases. Beginning tonight, residents will only be able to leave home for essential work, to buy essential supplies, to look after vulnerable people and for exercise. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says vaccinations are also a critical reason to leave home.
We would encourage all patients, subject to checking with their doctors, to continue with their vaccination program. So if you are in the Brisbane area, please continue with your vaccination program, subject to your practice being in a position to do so.
New South Wales Health says it's already contacted more than 20,000 people who've recently returned from Queensland. A number of restrictions have been lifted in New South Wales, although people are still required to use electronic check-in at venues with QR codes. Mask wearing on public transport is no longer mandatory, and dancing and singing will be allowed in any environment. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging the public to work with authorities.
And in the next few days, when we're at a critical stage of responding to the evolving situation in Queensland, we ask people to be extra cautious and on high alert. If you have the mildest of symptoms anywhere in the state, please come forward and get tested and make sure you isolate and follow the health advice.
Efforts to partially refloat a giant container ship blocking the Suez Canal have been successful after 1 week of dredging and dislodging. The 400-metre-long Ever Given became wedged diagonally across one of the world's busiest waterways last Tuesday. About 15% of world shipping traffic transits the canal, and hundreds of vessels have been waiting to pass since the blockage. In the AFL, the Brisbane Lions' Easter Thursday AFL home game against Collingwood will be shifted to Melbourne after COVID-19 disruptions. The Lions' game against the Magpies at the Gabba will be played at Marvel Stadium after significant community transmission of coronavirus in Queensland. Travis Old from the AFL says the decision is in the interests of the health and safety of both clubs and the wider community.
For the Lions supporters, Thursday night was going to be a big game. In Brisbane, Easter Thursday, they put a lot of effort into it. We sold quite a number of tickets for that match, and unfortunately, this is out of our hands. For Collingwood supporters, we will do everything we can now over the next 24 hours to get tickets on sale for Thursday night's game and make it equally a big game here at Marvel Stadium.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny in 29. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, cloudy in 22. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Same in Wollongong, 22. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower, 23. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, also partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.